This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Since we weren't here yesterday to wish you Happy New Year plus one day. It's what's in your mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you in part by Go Wireline at GoWireline.com. And I know they do have careers available as well. So if you'd like to join up, they're an equal opportunity employer offering industry-leading benefits and competitive wages, and are looking for experienced wireline engineers and operators and for crane operators with NCCCO. I assume that's not called NICO or something like that, Ron. It's way the heck out of my league certification. So right away, I've already outed myself as not being qualified. GoWireline.com/careers to find out more. Seven after, Scott Hennon on his way to D.C., but never fear, Ron Ness is here. Happy New Year plus one day.
Well, thank you, Todd, and Happy New Year to our listeners. I think waking up with nice above 20-degree temperatures this morning is a good New Year start.
Yeah, how about that?
Always good to start with a year in which you see 30s and 40s in the forecast. So that's just one less week of January. So we've got a big week ahead in North Dakota. It's a short week, but it's a big week. We got a great lineup of guests today, which we'll talk about in a minute. But you know, we got the Bison playing on Saturday morning. So everything up to that game is really just a prelude this week, including the legislature coming to town. And, you know, the marches.
They're all the opening act for Saturday's.
The marches on to Frisco, Texas for Saturday's game. And I will be there, and it's going to be fantastic. So it is just a great.
I need to make one of those. I've been back here in Bismarck making sure that, you know, our end of the radio stuff happens. So
yeah, it's a tremendous. And it's like a small town all school reunion of all NDSU people on a. Now it's on an annual basis.
I think like being a bar owner in Frisco, you know, as opposed to like, you know, in Dallas, they don't have this Saturday to look forward to nearly as much as Frisco does north of Dallas. So.
I do not believe they'll run out of beer anymore. They learned that after the first 2 years. And I understand Vegas went through that with the UND hockey fans this year. They couldn't believe how much they would need. So, but it's a great time, and
I think we keep warm up here, huh?
This is a very special football team. I think NDSU's put on the field this year, so I expect the pregame and the postgame are probably going to be the highlights of the week, because I think this team is going to win big. So, but that's kind of what happens in all these bowls, anyway.
Hope people didn't just jinx it or something.
Blow all over. So, you know, you got to be confident. So, but let's talk about our guests this morning as we're in day 12 of the government shutdown. We're going to have the president of Sanford Bismarck, Craig Lambrecht, on the phone this morning, and he's running a great operation in western North Dakota, and we're going to learn about what Sanford's doing in North Dakota. And then in the 9:30 hour, we're going to have Congressman Kelly Armstrong, congressman-elect, for about another 30 hours. I believe
he's pretty inevitable at this point.
He's sworn in tomorrow.
Right, we can't call him congressman yet.
And so. He's gotten an office, and I think he's moving in there this morning. So pretty exciting time. But obviously some big differences now that, you know, Nancy Pelosi will be his leader, and he's used to being in the majority in the Republican Senate. So we're going to talk to
That's
him.
That's got a weird ring to it.
So, but
he's the majority party leader of the House. I don't know that he would agree with her being his leader.
Yeah, well, she's the leader of the.
There may
she's
be
the
some,
leader of the House of Representatives. So, she calls the shots, and you know, Kelly's got a unique ability to get along with everybody, and if anybody can go out to D.C. and find a commonality with somebody like a Nancy Pelosi, it's probably Kelly. So we're going to quiz him a little bit about that this morning. And then we have Brent Bogar. Brent is a consultant with Jadestone Consulting, and he's recently completed a study of the oil and gas tax revenue distribution across the entire state, and it's quite fascinating. Really, since the advent of the Bakken in 2007, the state has collected over $17 billion in oil and gas tax revenues, and this study looks at each county, city, and township, and seeing where that money has gone, whether it be for education, property tax, water projects, all of those different things. So he's going to give us a quick little overview of that study, which is going to be rolling out soon. And then in the 10:30 hour, we've got Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, who's going to come in and talk about his big speech tomorrow. He's given the State of the State address, and that is always something I think that everyone looks forward to. It's where he kind of gets to roll out his platform for the state, for the session. And, of course, there are some big issues looming before the legislature. I saw in the paper this morning the Bismarck Tribune did a nice job of laying out some of the big issues facing the legislature. In the first, I think there's been about 250 pre-filed bills. These are bills that come, they're agency budgets. There's bills that come from the interim committees. But there's probably another 700 to 850 or so bills that will come. So this legislature meets for 80 days, and they essentially have somewhere between 900 and 1,100 bills that they have to wade through and go through. And some of the big ones we're seeing come out first. Of course, the budget is always the big issue. We had a big budget deficits last session, and they had to make some very serious cuts into some of the agency funds and other programs.
That's a lot of reading and debating leading up to that.
It is. And, you know, they primarily agree on about 90% of these issues, but it's all about the budget. And one of the big things the governor and the legislature have to determine is, you know, how do you set the price of oil and the production of oil in the budget going forward? Because if you miss by $1 over the two-year biennium of this budget, it's $95 million. So if you miss oil price in this budget by $10, it's $1 billion you're short. So,
which means,
who can predict the price of oil?
More so, scrambling down the line at that point.
Absolutely, you've got to be conservative, and of course you provide these funds in a budget, and that's an expectation that's going to be there. It's going to be funded, so you have to have rainy day funds. You have to have things that can supplement that. But that's really one of the big issues, is how do they determine what they're going to set that price of oil, which triggers all of the, of course, the other spending that comes along with that. So, along with the other, you know, what's going to happen with sales tax. But one of the interesting bills that I think is going to be back this time is going to be the Sunday opening removal of the blue laws before Sunday noon on shopping in North Dakota. That was very close last session. I think it passed one chamber and failed in the other. That will be back on the docket this year.
And let's face it, nobody's ever going to be required to be open on Sunday morning. If you own a business, you don't want to be open till noon, or you don't want to be open at all, don't be open. But,
well, I think that will be debated, and there have historically always been strong feelings both ways. And of course, historically they weren't open to be allowed on Sunday at all. So, there are some business entities that don't want to be open and don't want their competitors to be open either if they're not going to be open. So there's a lot of things to go into play, but I think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, the big box store does have people working inside. I mean, the spirit of the law is to have everybody be free on Sunday morning. That's clearly not the case. You clearly have people working the aisles. You just don't have it open for shoppers. And obviously, you probably have fewer employees working because you don't have anybody running a cash register.
So I'm guessing you're voting for yes, we should be able to shop and sell on Sunday morning at retail.
I don't think the state should be in the business of deciding whether free enterprise should happen on a Sunday morning or not.
Well, I would think that this is probably the session in which you are right. This is going to happen. You got close last session.
It was about to happen sooner or later. I had to be right one session sooner or later.
So. Well, you also have to find out where the governor's at on it. I think he's probably supportive of it, but there's been a big push out of Fargo.
He's making that statement, but no.
Of course, in Fargo, you've got more head stores that are open. So that's kind of the big push.
Grant Morrison, you run over to East Granham, and Bismarck, you run over to, we don't really have the same option here, I guess.
The other thing that we're going to talk to the governor a little bit about is he's proposed $30 million for the unmanned aerial system. North Dakota's the big pilot area for the drones, and we're going to find out from him what really that entails and what's the state's role in that and what would the $30 million in his budget proposal be used for. So lots of legislation to come. And we, if you've got questions for Congressman-elect Armstrong or you've got questions for the governor, and you've got questions for our other guests today, please give us a call at
701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-226-8503 if you want to let me know just how wrong I am about Sunday mornings and stores being open and stuff like that. It's just funny when you can go to Cracker Barrel and buy all the pancakes you want, but not a rocking chair, even though it's sitting right out front.
Well, and certainly, you know, one of the other issues that I'm hearing that's going to be coming up is going to be the no trespass law again, which always is a big topic in North Dakota. That basically it would make everything posted. You don't have to have a poster sign like most other states do. And I know there's some farm groups I'm hearing that are going to be pushing that this session. So that's always a big topic. So we're going to come back and we're going to find out about Sanford Health and what's happening across western North Dakota and the good things they're doing with Sanford. And please send us your calls or texts. We'll be right back with What's On Your Mind.
550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza's Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's in your mind is brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council. Their 46th annual Safety and Health Conference is coming up at the Bismarck Event Center February 20th through the 22nd, plus 2 days of pre-conference, February 18th and 19th. So get that on your calendar, North Dakota's biggest safety event. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, and 88 breakout sessions, including amazing hands-on training using multi-story custom-built training props in the area, in the arena, rather, of the Bismarck Event Center. No matter what industry you're in, there's training for everyone. Construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, you name it. Early bird rates in January 25th. Find out more at ndsc.org. It's 21 after the hour. It's Lud Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. Scott Henn on his way to D.C. to watch Kevin and Kelly get sworn in. Can we still just call them by first names? Because we're North Dakota. We're kind of that way, right?
I think we can.
Okay. At least for now. Rather than that long senator-elect, congressman-elect, blah, 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 you know.
I mean, not only can we, I think that they prefer that.
Kevin always says that, yeah. That was, I just prefer Kevin.
I always kind of one of the favorite Ed Schaefer things, wasn't it? He called me secretary of this, whatever, governor, but just call me Ed.
I knew
Ed.
I was going to love living in North Dakota not too long after, well, I guess I'd been here a couple of years, but then newly elected Governor John Hovind was out jogging, jogging alone, mind you, wearing the t-shirt of my radio station. And I thought, at the time, I thought, okay, you're not going to see Jesse Ventura jogging alone in St. Paul wearing a KDWB shirt or something. So, no, and nor should you.
Well, Ed Schaefer
we don't have the security nightmare that they have over there.
Ed Schaefer came into politics, and of course, he ran for the House of Representatives and lost, and then he came back 2 years later and ran for governor and won. But he really transformed politics in North Dakota, because if you'd go to a dinner event or something with Ed Schaefer, there he'd just go off into the kitchen, and he'd personally thank every cook and every chef. Yeah. And it was Ed. It wasn't.
Right.
And they, you know, people across the state still remember that.
The blizzard in 97, I was new here at that time, and we get the station back on the air, and the phone rings. Oh, this is Ed Schaefer, and I'm brand new, right? And I'm not really watching politics and stuff because I'm over playing top 40 stuff down the dial. And I remember, okay, we have a Governor Schaefer here. I wonder if it's that guy. And I thought, you know what? I'll just put him on, and if it's not him, we'll just talk about the weather, because what else is there to talk about during the blizzard? So I saw him like probably about a week later, and I said, you know, in that particular instance, it's probably not political grandstanding to go ahead and identify yourself as that Ed Schaefer, just so that the guy at the radio station is clear on the point. But
well, just to be clear, Todd has made a political statement here this morning. He's strongly in favor of removing the blue laws and allowing people to buy or sell items on Sunday mornings.
I'm strongly in favor of keeping the government out of free enterprise.
And he's immediately beginning getting whacked via text messages. Feel free to continue that.
Go ahead. 701-226-8503.
You were opposed to shopping on Sunday mornings. Todd Mitchell is the
if you see me coming at 11:59 on a Sunday, lock the door and make sure I don't get in.
Shannon, Representative Shannon Roars-Jones is the primary sponsor of that bill. So you'll have to have her on the show, Todd, and you can debate that. I guess
I can find out who my enemies are. Then,
yes. Well, she's sponsoring the bill to authorize it and approve it. So it's going to be one of the good. And the other item that the governor, when he's on today, he spent out of his budget proposal. He spent a bunch of the money out of the earnings of the legacy fund, which I think he's got a whole list of projects which were very interesting, which you had a really good discussion on this show last Friday about the legacy fund. And I think that's going to be one of the big topics of discussion also, is what do we do with this legacy fund and what is the real long-term benefit and purpose? So, we will be discussing that as well. And, snuck into the office a bit early is the president of Sanford Health, Bismarck, Craig Lambrecht. Craig, welcome.
Good morning. Welcome, Todd and Ron. Thanks for having me.
We're going to have you give us a little big picture of Sanford and all of its activities are going on across western North Dakota. But, you know, I want to start with something which I think is so cool, and it's Sanford Power and all of the kids that you guys are having engaged on a daily basis. So tell us about Sanford Power and how many kids and what the program is growing into.
Well, hopefully my segment is about an hour, because I could talk about an hour with the Sanford Power Initiative. The Power Initiative has just been phenomenal. We train about 1,000 kids a summer, a day. And the outreach that and the embracing that Power has really created within our school community has been amazing, because in today's world, kids need a place that they can go to be safe, to learn, to integrate, and they don't have to be great athletes, even though I think there is pressure that a lot of these kids want to aspire and they want to be a Carson Wentz, and you know, they've got these goals. But a lot of these kids just want to be part of something more than just school and be in a safe place and be in an environment where they're encouraged. And I tell you, it happens. It really happens. Every night we've got more and more households that are talking about Power at their supper table than they are just about anything else.
Well, we certainly have done that at my house. My kids, my teenage kids, have been involved in Sanford Power. And, of course, you had to throw out Carson Wentz, because Carson was a product of this Power program, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. I mean, every kid that goes to Power knows where the Carson rack is.
So 1,000 kids, and is this Bismarck Mandan, is there an ability to expand this into some of your Western communities where there's a lot of opportunities out
Absolutely, there is. We've got schools that are driving to Bismarck. We're doing some outreach. We're trying to make it available to as many youth as we can. And what we found is the coaches really want something more for their athletes, especially in the summer for training. I mean, it's competitive, but it's also there's a science to training. There's a science to making sure these kids stay healthy and can be engaged in athletics, not only for now in high school, in grade school, but for the rest of their lives.
So, Craig, is that you mentioned the coaches and the schools. Now, I know you're somewhat embedded into the various high schools across the city, but is this solely for athletes, or is it for – it's really strength training, isn't it? Or
it's comprehensive training. You really – you know, you go back growing up, and I don't know how you guys were, but you kind of went into the weight room with a machine. You had no idea what you're doing, but you went and lifted weights. Well, fast forward to today, there's a science to training. There's a science to how you do things. And when you have instructors, and especially Power, who know your name, know your life, and have expertise, it just creates a relationship where you learn. It's motivating. You're training with your peers. And you just learn things for the rest of your life and how to do things correctly in the training world. And it's so important, especially in healthcare.
Well, and as a parent, one of the things that I like about it is these kids kind of think about their health all summer, because they've got to get up and they've got to go to Power for, I think it's like an hour and 90 minutes or something like that. And they come home and they're just absolutely whooped. And there's certain days in which it just crushes them. They're just worn out. So that's
it's
a good
wonderful. It's wonderful seeing kids like that. And I think what you find, guys, is that the majority of these kids don't complain about it.
And you had a huge weight gym in your hometown school of what?
Of like a barbell in Wishick.
Yeah, Wishick.
We're coming up on What's in Your Mind. Hang on.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 43rd annual Norway Luxury Tour, July 22nd through August 6th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump responds to critical remarks made by incoming Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on New Year's Day in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post. On Twitter this morning, the president says, quote, "Here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast," adding, "The question will be, is he a flake? I hope not." Russian news outlets reporting officials are detaining a U.S. citizen on spying charges in Moscow. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. consulate is hoping to speak with Paul Whelan, the detained American today.
We've made clear to the Russians our expectation that we will learn more about the charges, come to understand what it is he's been accused of, and if the detention is not appropriate, we will demand his immediate return.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Your mind, and tomorrow and Friday, Scott Henning covering not only the Senate and congressional swearing in D.C., but we'll talk live with him. Daryl Lee's in tomorrow, and then Scott will host What's in Your Mind from D.C. on Friday. Our D.C. broadcast being made possible by Continental Resources, Select Energy Services, North Dakota Bankers Association, and Canary. It's 27 and a half before the hour. Meanwhile, in for Scott Henning today, Ron Ness, and What's in Your Mind.
Well, we are in day 12 of the government shutdown, and the president's convened a big meeting at the White House today, and I know we've got Bill from Mandan on with a question about Chuck Schumer. So, Bill, what do you got out there today? Bill, are you with us?
Do we have Bill?
Say again?
There we go.
Hi, Bill. You have a question for us regarding Chuck Schumer?
Well, I have something I'd like to inform you folks of, if I may, for just a couple of minutes.
Sure. Be quick, though, if you would. We got a lot of guests today.
Yes, sir. In 2009, Chuck Schumer made a speech in Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and he stated in there that the border protection, illegal immigration is what it was about. In 2009, video film. At the 6th Annual Immigration Law and Policy Conference at Georgetown University, Washington, D.C., Schumer said he would support a border fence spanning hundreds of miles at the U.S.-Mexican border for national safety, and the fence would be a significant barrier to illegal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose, Schumer said. He also said people who enter the U.S. without proper credentials are illegal aliens and should not be treated the same as the people who enter the university legally.
Well, Bill, thanks for entering that into the record today. I suspect President Trump will be having that very same discussion with Senator Schumer later today, and it's always quite amazing how people's policies and political views change when, of course, they've got a president in office that they don't want to help in any which way. So, I suspect it'll be a highly debated meeting that they have later today.
If anybody wants to check this out, he made quite a speech. They can go to 2009 Georgetown University, Washington D.C. Schumer speech.
Okay, thanks, Chuck, or thanks, Bill. We're gonna move back to our guest, Craig Lambrecht, the president of Sanford Health Bismarck. And Greg, we had talked about what a great program Power is. You got 1,000 kids engaged every day, but really, as I look at what I've been most impressed with Sanford is what Sanford has brought into Western North Dakota in terms of healthcare services. Do you want to explain a little bit about the presence that you have as Sanford across Western North Dakota and in the growing operations in Bismarck? It's quite amazing.
Yeah, thanks for that, Ron. I think globally within North Dakota, something that people should be aware of that, you know, the commitment Sanford has made starts really with the Level 1 Trauma Center in Fargo. We're the only Level 1 Trauma Center between Minneapolis and Salt Lake City. So when you have people that are seriously injured, they get to stay in North Dakota with great care and a wonderful facility. For Western North Dakota, you know, with the amazing growth that we've seen, you see that we made a strong commitment not only to Bismarck-Mandan, but to Minot, to Watford, to Dickinson, available for outreach with specialty services, and it's just been amazing. It's amazing.
Craig, one of the big topics has been really what's happening with behavioral health or mental health and the growing needs, and how does a hospital that's focused primarily on surgeries and things like that, how do you transition to cover this important need?
Yeah, I think that it is an area that everyone is concerned about, going to our youth, to the elderly. Behavioral health just has to be part of the daily mix of what we do. Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 24 hours a day, there are no blue laws for healthcare. We're open 24/7. Every patient that comes into our facility is going to be screened for depression. And, you know, the reality is, in our culture, we probably don't talk a lot about depression, but we know it's there. We know it's there in our service members. We know it's there in patients. And we've got to screen for it. We've got to be willing to talk about it. So we screen every patient for depression. We've got a new program for behavioral health for our OB, for moms. You know, after moms have babies, there's a period where it's very difficult for families and moms. So we're making sure that we address that. The opioid addiction is a big deal. When we look at our prescribing habits within our providers, we've been able to reduce our opioid prescriptions by 40%. So those are the things that you got to take on. And then in Bismarck-Mandan, you know, social determinants for detox is huge. We need a detox center, a standalone detox center that isn't part of law enforcement, but it works with law enforcement, with healthcare providers, because, you know, use, abuse, and addiction with a variety of substances from alcohol to methamphetamine and, you know, marijuana, whatever you want to talk about, those are realities of the life we live, and we've got to take those on because they affect our mental health.
Well, one of the things that is noticeable in Bismarck is your growing presence across the city. Just the demand on your services, the demand on your beds every day, as the population has grown in Western North Dakota, healthcare needs to expand, and that's part of the whole picture of having Sanford be here, not just as a standalone entity, but a part of this bigger organization which brings expertise. But how are you managing the growth factor from a hospital standpoint?
You know, usually over the holidays, things tend to be a little more quiet. But when you talk to our providers over this holiday, we were at capacity just about every day. There was no lull. So ICU is full. Neonatal intensive care unit is full. And I'm sure it's the same at CHI St. A's as well. And with the world kind of changing from inpatient to outpatient, we've got to have a delivery system that allows people to get in, get the access, and provide the care, because we don't want them going anywhere else. We want to be able to deliver all the care that's high quality right here. And I know that we do that in Bismarck-Mandan. With our colleagues at CHI, St. A's, and Mid-Dakota, we've got a great group of providers in Bismarck-Mandan to support Western North Dakota.
Well, I think you're exactly right. We need CHI, we need Sanford, we need everybody to grow their capacity, because it seems like we're at a shortage and the issues continue to grow and expand, and you're getting into areas now which, you know, historically have been kind of handled somewhere else, but now it's almost the responsibility of the healthcare providers to figure out how to manage this, and people's expectations continue to grow in that regard. One of the other cool programs you've got is the Children's Castle. You want to talk about what's happening up there at the Children's Castle?
Yeah, Children's Castle is a great story. You know, when Denny gave his initiative of $400 million to Sanford, he wanted it focused on children's care, from the cure for type 1 diabetes to delivering children's care. So Our Castle of Care is a unique outpatient environment that includes an inpatient component as well, but it's a place where kids can go, they can feel comfortable, it's about them, it's an environment that's for children. And when you do that, coming to the doctor, coming to get your health care is not a scary, intimidating thing. And the Castle is a very unique way, as is our pediatric rehab facility, which is an outpatient rehab facility that's just next to the Castle. So we're trying to diversify and deliver care to people in an outpatient setting that meets their needs. And I think the pediatric story is a wonderful story.
As you grow your health care needs, and the big discussion across North Dakota, of course, is the workforce shortage and nursing. I believe nursing is still on the top of that list, Craig. Where are you going to find and train, and how's that going for Sanford?
Okay. The workforce discussion, as in a lot of areas, is our biggest discussion. And locally, working with BSC, working with the University of Mary, United Tribes, it's all key because we need every element of the workforce from entry level to nursing and beyond. And what we've done at Sanford is tried to build those relationships with those educational facilities and then give folks a career path. If you come in as a nurse's aide, you know what, you want to become a nurse someday, we're with you that whole ride. We'll help you with tuition. We'll give you a career path and keep you here. So that's what we're trying to do because we know that people who train here, stay here, are really the future for our organization.
And you've created a partnership out in Watford City, I believe, with the McKenzie County Hospital. And how's that working out for everybody? As we know, healthcare is a huge issue out there.
Yeah, there was another guy out there. His name was Sanford, who really kind of led the charge of making sure that healthcare in the Watford City area was going to be something that was going to be set for the future. And boy, I tell you, that community in that region owned building a new medical facility, getting the docs, and it's been a wonderful story. And we have the providers there. We work with the hospital and the medical center. We provide the specialty care, and it's a great story, and that's what we have to do. We've got to be willing to do the outreach. We help them with their electronic health records, so they have a great IT system. It's wonderful.
Craig, we've got a question that we got texted in. We are getting asked about gun ownership when we go into the doctor's appointment. Why is it a doctor's business whether a patient has guns in the house or not? Who has access to that information, and who is it shared with?
That discussion is part of the depression screening, which we do with people. For example, if someone is very, very depressed and there appears to be an at-risk situation, one of the conversations is, could you potentially hurt yourself, and what's in your home, and guns is, it's an element of that discussion.
So I assume that the confidentiality is provided along with just like every other aspect of your doctor visit.
Absolutely. And speaking as an individual who has guns and believes in guns, and it's not something where we're out to do against the rights of guns. It's safety and protection.
Well, a lot of good things happening, and the presence of Sanford across the country continues to expand. And now I believe you're back into the nursing home business, and that has a big impact across North Dakota. How many nursing homes and beds is that involved?
Today, actually, on the 1st of January, we closed with the Good Samaritan Society, which is now part of Sanford, which is one of the country's largest nursing home long-term care facilities. We're in 36, 38 states, so the reach throughout the United States for long-term care is going to be substantial. In Bismarck Mandan alone, we've got 500 beds that are part of our long-term care facility with the Good Samaritan Society, and they do a great job of operating that long-term care business, and it's part of the continuum where, you got to be able to do long-term care, acute care, and everything.
Craig, thanks for joining us today, and keep up the great work at Sanford Health. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Walsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On average, it costs a company 6 to 9 months of an employee's salary to replace him or her. According to the Society for Human Resource and Management, for an employee making $60,000 a year, that would come up to some $30,000 to $45,000 in recruiting costs to the company. Of course, the scale slides for Ron Ness, but you know, it slides down for me. To help retain your employees, consider a business partnership with the University of Mary. Mary will provide scholarships to your employees at no cost to you, and your employees will enhance their skills while continuing their careers. Join over 50 businesses across the region partnering with the University of Mary. Classes start every 5 weeks. Let the University of Mary design a program and scholarship experience to meet your unique needs. Contact the University of Mary today, 701-355-8030, 701-355-8030, or email enroll@umary.edu to learn how your business can partner with the University of Mary. 10 before the hour, so Mitchell, what's in your mind? I'm a little in shock now. I'm just learning of the death of somebody I just talked to the other day, Mean Gene Okerlund of WWE, AWA, WWF, and other fame. He's an old radio guy.
Another great radio voice.
He was a Mean Gene leader in the Twin Cities, and I'll have to dig it up. I don't have it handy, but he was in a band in his high school days in South Dakota. And so I played the song, and you had to name which WWE legend it was singing the song, and it turned out to be Mean Gene, and boy, the guesses were all over the map.
Well, talking about compensation, Todd, I think one of the great shocks, and maybe Craig Lambrecht was shocked as I was as being a guest radio host, is, you know, you hear these guys on the radio all the time, and they've got, you know, somebody's delivering scones to you and fresh coffee, and then you got a little buffet set up over there, and none of that's here, by the way.
Oh, we did all that during the holidays. It's now past the holidays. Probably still have our tree up, don't we? Tree down. Okay.
So chastising about the tremendous compensation we received for this is I got an empty cup of coffee, and a guy gets nothing.
I'll go get you coffee while you're doing the show. Is it really empty?
Sorry to hear about the loss of
your
friend.
Okay, what are you taking your coffee?
Straight up black.
You do the show, I'll go get coffee. I may be crying in the hallway over losing Mean Gene Okerlund.
Sorry about that.
I just talked to him the other day.
We're going to have Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong and Governor Doug Burgum. And if you've got calls or questions, please send or text them in at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. And we encourage your questions. They're extremely valuable and a great way to get our guests engaged with what's going on across North Dakota. So we've got a lot going on this week, as we had discussed with the governor here, and tomorrow during the legislature will convene, and they've got a couple of speeches from the tribal chairman and then the chief justice to talk about the state of the judiciary, and then, of course, the governor of North Dakota talks about the state of the state, which is a much-anticipated speech, I think, by legislators and certainly people across the state to see what's on his mind, and we're gonna find out from him in another half hour here what maybe he'll give us a little prelude to what he's going to be talking about in his big speech tomorrow. But along with that, we've got two new members of Congress being inaugurated tomorrow at noon, I believe, and Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be moving over to the Senate, which is pretty exciting, I'm sure, for he and his family, and see what the things change drastically, I suspect, when you move from the House of Representatives to the U.S. Senate, and you go from a very large group to a very small group, and you've got a lot more responsibilities and a lot more different things. And then, of course, Kelly Armstrong, and I know he and his family have been out in D.C. Over the weekend here, getting settled into what's going to become a very interesting congressional session ahead for him. I think as he's certainly going to be figuring out what it looks like on the federal side, which is always interesting to talk to them when they come back the first few times and see what's so different and how things are so different than what North Dakotans think as you get your peers across the entire country. So a lot going on there. And Todd, you're back, but first day back after the New Year's today. Are you a big resolutions guy?
I'm not, because people, if it was such a great idea, then why wait for January 1st? Start it now. Number one. And number two, you're setting yourself up for failure. Do the best you can do. Do well. But don't wait for some artificial threshold. Do it now.
Well, I always think it's kind of a good time for a reset to do kind of a, this is what I'm going to do in 2019.
we didn't get done in 2018.
Maybe my problem is I need too many resets in my life.
Doesn't mean you can't change it on February 1st, but if you don't give yourself some goals and try and get your kids and your family just some goals in terms of here's what we're going to do this year and here's where we want to go and think about some, maybe it's more about planning and goals than it is about resolutions, because you're probably right. If you're going to make yourself a new resolution to drink less coffee today versus yesterday, it's probably not going to work out so well. So a couple of the big legislative issues that we were kicking around, Todd, was some of the also some of the ideas about higher education. If there's some opinions out there about the governor's got a proposal for three boards and the University of Higher Ed. There's other things about K-12 funding. So lots of big topics coming up that we'll see how many the governor is going to handle, and the legislature certainly will be handling them all. So we'll be right back with Congressman-elect Kelly Armstrong after the top of the hour in the news.
701-226-8503 to text or call.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hedda. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid proper. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.